Right. Hey guys, I'm Gigi Levy. Welcome to Film Clash.
People Bird.
Hi. That works. Okay, today our show is sponsored by RA Brand. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And today we're going to argue best TV show of the last decade. We have Simon, who's going to argue Black Mirror. We have our guest Alana Anna, who is going to argue Games of Thrones. And we have Ramon, who's going to argue Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with our opening remarks. Everybody gets a minute. And Simon, you can start now.
All right, so first of all, I'm going to talk mostly about Black Mirror and then comment on the others during the rebuttal. But what I have to say is, this was a hard choice, and why I ended up choosing Black Mirror, I think because of how much ahead of its time it is in almost reality. The fact that Black Mirror speaks about so many issues, has such diverse types of episodes, and talks about things that globally everybody can understand, shows the impact that it has. There are so many things that are happening today that people go, yo, that's like a Black Mirror episode. Yo, that's like a Black Mirror episode. And when I look back on the type of impact the show has, I think from start to finish, for the most part, it is a solid show. It's very creative, the writing is amazing, the acting is diverse and different, and I never got tired of it from season to season. And that to me is why for the last 10 years, this is a show with the most impact to me, why I consider it the best.
Okay, great. Best time. All right, Anna, your minute for your opening remarks starts now.
Hey! So, I'm arguing Game of Thrones just because, and this was also a hard decision for me because this Black Mirror would be my second and Rick and Morty would be my third. Now, being someone who is actually still getting over the heartbreak of Game of Thrones, I do have to dial back and give credit where credit is due. I do think it is the most brilliant piece of writing that has come out of a TV series in a very long time. I do think that Game of Thrones invented really properly risk-taking in a TV series. Not just, you know, killing somebody and then like them just come back and then it's like there's no stakes. You know, Game of Thrones really went there. So, yeah. Okay. Amongst many other things which we'll speak about.
Alright, and that's time. Ramon, your minute starts now.
Greetings everyone out here in TV land. Greetings. My esteemed colleagues, greetings moderator. I'm here to speak on Rick and Morty and why I think it's an awesome series. Why? Alright, Rick and Morty, well, it's an adult themed animated series, of course, you know, along the same vein as Family Guy, you know, Boondocks, all others. But with this series, for me personally, I love the nostalgic element to it because it borrows from Back to the Future with Doc Brown and Marty, you know, so it's sort of like it just reminds me of that, but you know, it has that like that whole sort of, what's the word for it, that zaniness about it, you know what I mean, time traveling, universal crap, all that stuff, and the humor, the toilet humor.
Okay, and that's time. Alright, so now we're going to go around for our rebuttals. Everybody gets 2 minutes to rebut the other person's show. Simon, we're going to start with you now.
Alright, first thing, let me just get Rick and Morty out of the way. Right? Rick and Morty, one of my favorite cartoon series of all time. But I think what we're finding is a problem that also comes up in Game of Thrones is the battle of the writers and what they want to do. I think after a few seasons, Rick and Morty did not know where they wanted to take the show, and it shows in that last season that they put out and how they split it up and some of those episodes. They really didn't hit home in all of those episodes. Next thing, Game of Thrones.
You shut your whore mouth.
Done with Rick and Morty. Game of Thrones now is so funny because Game of Thrones was almost the greatest TV show ever made, but you know what it ended up being? The greatest disappointment ever put on TV. Why? As soon as they stopped using the books, the producers thought they were writers and they came up with trash. That ending, that finale, all trash.
Anticlimactic.
It's so anticlimactic, burning of the dragon, burning down everything. And you know what? Even the strongest Game of Thrones fans, they felt that dagger in their heart. The only good thing about that final season was Arya. And what Arya did to the White Walker is what the writers did to us. And at the end of the day, Bran became king? So in essence, it was a metaphor for what happened to the show. It fell off the tower. As much as I love the show, I think the fall off was too big. Game of Thrones was impatient in waiting on George R. R. Martin, and that impatience came out in sloppy writing, cheesy endings, and a season that really is as forgettable as other shows out there. Which is so sad, because it almost was the best show ever. So for the last decade, it became one of the biggest disappointments. Rick and Morty needs a season to prove it, but Black Mirror has been consistent.
Alright, Anna, you ready?
I really like how you were nodding your head off.
I really like that. I'm impartial.
She coming for you as well. She coming for you as well.
Alright, your 2 minutes starts now.
Okay, first of all. Can you feel it? Okay. So, I'm actually not going to bash like my competitor right here. You know,
it's a
I'm,
clash.
I'm just going to state the facts profoundly and respectfully, right? Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones introduced what no other TV show could. Now, the first thing I'm going to say is, I'm going to bash you. Black Mirror, no, don't get me wrong. Black Mirror, I think, got way too caught up with the idea of being this one show who is like challenging, like, you know, social norms and yada yada yada, to the point where at a point it just felt like this is the same old material that you're using in a different way. We know we're going to get like a dash of the futuristic stuff, we're going to get a dash of like, oh my god, this world is so screwed, it's so fucked, and then what? Every episode is that, you just know that it's going to start off being like, okay, what's going on, and then in the end it's going to be like, oh wow, I hate my life, I hate everything that's going on, I hate people, blah 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 blah, and that's just the end of that. That's literally the rundown of every episode. Sure, they're going to give it to you in a creative way, but there's really nothing to hold on to by the end of it. There's just nothing. So there's that with Black Mirror. It got so profound to the point where it's actually just turned corny, which is a very hard thing to do with that type of writing. So it became predictable, sorry. Rick and Morty, I'm sorry, it's just not been around long enough. It hasn't proved itself to be the greatest of, maybe the greatest adult cartoon, I'll give it that. But in terms of like a fully fleshed out series that has been going on for however long and has really like challenged not only just like the toilet humor and all the other stuff, I just feel like Rick and Morty has more time. I have no doubt it can be that, but it needs more time.
Okay, and that's time. You ready over there?
I'm gonna have to zap you or something.
Everybody's like, let me just become Rick.
Alright, hold on, don't wait. Your 2 minute starts now.
Alright, first of all. Alright, I don't really like that analysis, right? Hold on, we're not there yet. No, this is like some prime material that came from, like, you know, a beloved movie series, right? Back to the Future. Right? Back to the Future, right? You know, that's the source material there. You need to have to borrow from something, yes. But it took that and it took that step further. What it was like, that's like Back to the Future on speed. In an animated version, right? It's hilarious. It pushes boundaries. It does all that stuff that Family Guy does, but worse, right? And it's nice if you sit down. Sometimes you want to have some escapism. You don't want to think too much, like Black Mirror. You don't want to you don't want to have like a fantasy medieval type. But it's been done. You see that trope, Lord of the Rings. You know, fucking Masters of the Universe, you know. Pick your sword and sorcery and epic. Whatever you want to pick, draw to your ass, you know what I mean? Out of some novel. But sometimes you just want to watch an offbeat animated series that just created by somebody that is like clearing on coke. Right? You just want that sometimes.
Are we allowed to interject?
No.
What is more cynical than Rick and Morty? What the hell?
Right?
You know, sometimes you just need that. You know? And I'll take a break from the thinking too much. And Sword and Sorcery. You know? You need that.
Says the show that had a literal episode with a slut dragon. Okay.
Exactly!
Okay.
Exactly!
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Okay. Okay, that's time. We're going to go around with our closing remarks.
Give me a key to the head.
Everybody has a minute.
I just died. All right.
So I'm going to start with everybody now.
All right. For my closing argument, the first thing I'm going to say to you is, Raman, if you think that that is not a show about thinking, I have a few YouTube videos to send you about Rick and Morty. It is actually one of the most cerebral cartoon or adult cartoons out there. However, where it falls short in comparison to Black Mirror is that because of how crazy they go with it, it doesn't become relatable. I do believe that one of Black Mirror's strengths is that even in its madness, there is an emotional or thematic relatability that the show has. With regards to comparison to Game of Thrones now, okay, yes, Black Mirror does have a predictable structure, but at least what is predictable, I'd rather take it being cheesy and predictable than what is predictable, than Game of Thrones being unpredictable for the fuckery it turns into. You know, I could not predict that Game of Thrones last season would have been that bad. So if it's not predictable, that's what it ended up doing. And I think as much as I respect the first few seasons of Game of Thrones, it ended so poorly that I have to give Black Mirror the nod in terms of strong shows for the last decade.
Alright, it's a little bit time. Alright, we're going to start your mini now.
Okay, sick, cool. Love that. But if you really do think about, let's extract the last two seasons out of Game of Thrones. I still don't think either of these shows can come head to head with what Game of Thrones had to offer. And I think, which is why I'm even still using Game of Thrones, despite all of my disappointments in the end, I do believe that even if they said, all right, let's cancel it and not continue with those last two seasons and just have fans just say, all right, let's assume what's gonna happen or anything like that, it's still the best show, because this is the one show that challenged all of what we thought about the structure of television, right? It literally, I'm sorry, like, all the stars died, really, like, the stars we were rooting for, they died, and there was no apology for it. When's the last time a show really went there and gave us, like, the gory and the gruesome, and not just, like, the Wolverine stabbing him in the head and no blood don't come out? Like, that don't make no sense. Like, Game of Thrones went there, and that is...
That's it. All right, you ready?
Slut Dragon, your turn.
All right, your minute starts now.
Let me just say it. Slut Dragon was like, you know, that was the pinnacle of like dark humor, porn, like coked out. You know, what can I come up with? How can I top the last outrageous episode type of thing? You know what I mean? So who thinks about that Slut Dragon? It's almost like Iraq Lobster. If I'm okay. Who thinks about this shit? It sounds so ludicrous, but it's funny, right? Put a picture like a lobster dancing in a turban, right? Just like a slut dragon. Who would picture that? A dragon that is slutty. Some mysterious giant reptile, right? That gives you like heated head. You know what I mean? Rick and Morty, that's who. Listen to me. Right now, that's one of the few animated series that like can actually grab my attention, right? Rick and Morty. And you're right, it is cerebral.
All right, next time.
I just met him today.
Okay, well, guys, that was Flim Clash. Do you have something you want the viewers to know about? Want to plug?
Yeah. Slut Dragon episode
was
not better than Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick!
Pickle Rick! I never mentioned Pickle Rick.
You should have.
Yeah, because you don't have a strong enough show. But
yeah. You know nothing, Arya.
No, that's not what.
Your last season was shit, Arya. Okay, I'm sorry. I agree with Simon. Your last season was shit, Arya.
All right, let's Arya. let's
just do your
plug.
And what do you have against a handicapped boy being king?
What I have against just Bran, he's not the king! He's not the king!
Your eyes.
Immaterial.
Better him to make sense of the queen.
Tell a little disabled boy watching TV for the first time because he's living in poverty and
he finally got HBO.
He's probably stronger than Bran. He's probably stronger than Bran. Bran is just so.
He looked at Bran and said, "Hey, mom, it's me."
And you know what? And Bran looks back and says, "I actually don't care about you. You're going to die in a few days."
You know what?
So it's not just about.
You can't hold the weight of one character for the entire show. Like, okay, Bran did not live up to your expectations of what you think Bran could do. But guess what? No, it is 2021, right? Game of Thrones literally ended when?
19.
Many years ago. From the time that Game of Thrones has ended, disappointment or excitement, or no matter how much it ended, it's still on your mouth, it's still on your father mode, it's still on your mother mode, it's still on your sister mode. Everybody's still talking about Game of Thrones. Whether or not it was disappointing, it made people speak about it. And for me, a show is not always about like the beginning and the climax and the ending and how it finished off. I think it's about more or less what it provides to the space afterwards.
I'm low-key mad at you that you do this after the timer, because this is technically off camera stuff.
Oh, well.
The plug was for guest of honor.
Yeah, definitely. The plug we're asking for was for your brand.
Oh.
Oh, that shit.
I'm gonna give a shit. You can't have me here for TV show arguments, you know, because if you need a durag, you can call, or custom outfits, you can follow RA Brand on Instagram. Or if you want a luxury swimsuit, you can go to RA Swim on Instagram. And if you just want to stalk me, you can go on ANNAIXE on Instagram.
That's can you spell the RA?
Oh, sure. AURAI.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Alright guys, that was Film Cash. Please comment below who you believe won. Please comment below if you think none of these should even be in the race. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter at ChatBoutFlim. And when we're not arguing here, we're arguing on our podcast, ChatBoutFlim, which you can find on all major podcasting networks and YouTube. Okay, bye.